Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, and welcome back to the Low Dopamine Life. We're all about that focus without burnout vibe, and trust me, today's topic hits that right on the head. Ever feel like you're constantly comparing yourself to others? You scroll through social media, see someone else's seemingly perfect life, and bam, instant envy creeps in. It's a sneaky little gremlin, that comparison monster, always whispering doubts and insecurities in your ear. But I'm here to tell you, it's time to kick that gremlin to the curb. Today we're diving deep into the world of letting go of comparison and envy. Because let's be real, constantly comparing ourselves is like running a race against everyone else, and trust me, you'll always lose. We're all on our own unique journeys, with different paths, different challenges, and different timelines. First things first, understand that social media often presents a curated highlight reel, not the full picture. People tend to share their best moments, leaving out the struggles, the setbacks, the messy bits we all experience. Remember, what you see online is rarely reality. It's like comparing your behind the scenes to someone else's movie trailer. You're missing the whole story. Next up, shift your focus from external validation to internal fulfillment. It's easy to get caught up in chasing likes, followers, and accolades, but true happiness comes from within. When you find joy in your own pursuits, in your own growth, comparison simply loses its power. It's like that feeling of accomplishment when you finally nail a tricky recipe. It doesn't matter if your neighbor has a fancy food blog, you feel good about your creation. Third, practice gratitude. Seriously, take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life. A roof over your head, loving relationships, the ability to learn and grow, these are all blessings worth celebrating. When you're grateful for what you have, you're less likely to focus on what others possess. Think of it like this. Gratitude is like a mental shield against envy's arrows. Now, let's talk about self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all stumble, we all make mistakes, and that's okay. Instead of beating yourself up, treat yourself with the same understanding and support you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Remember, comparison is often fueled by self-criticism. And finally, remember your unique strengths. What are you good at? What makes you special? Focus on honing those skills and talents. When you're confident in your abilities, comparison becomes less of an issue. It's like that feeling when you rock a presentation at work. Your confidence shines through, and comparisons fade into the background. Imagine this. You're scrolling through Instagram, and you see a friend's vacation photos. They're lounging on a pristine beach, sipping cocktails, looking effortlessly happy. Suddenly, envy creeps in. You think about how much you wish you were there. How your life feels boring in comparison. But then, you take a deep breath and remember these key points. You remind yourself that social media is often just a highlight reel. You shift your focus to the good things in your own life. A cozy evening with loved ones, a delicious home-cooked meal, the satisfaction of finishing a challenging project. You practice gratitude for what you have, and you remember that your journey is unique and valuable. The result? You still enjoy those vacation photos, but envy doesn't take hold. You feel empowered to create your own happiness, on your own terms. So, let's recap. We talked about how social media often presents a skewed reality, the importance of internal fulfillment over external validation, practicing gratitude, treating yourself with kindness and self-compassion, and recognizing your unique strengths. Remember, you are amazing just as you are. Focus on what makes you happy. Cultivate gratitude for the good in your life, and let go of the comparison game. It's time to shine bright. If this episode resonated with you, I'd love to hear from you. Share it with a friend who might need a dose of positivity, leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform, or join the conversation on our social media channels. Let's keep the low dopamine life buzzing. Until next time, stay focused, stay happy, and remember, comparison is the thief of joy.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.